Well, first off, I just want to apologize to our fans who paid money. You know, they want to see a product on the field tonight. And we apologize for that. The stadium was electric, though. Warm-ups was a lot of fun. Saw some cool signs out there. Interesting signs. But we apologize as a team for not being able to play tonight. Go ahead if you have any questions. Lori. Tomorrow? Rest? Well, I think we caught up on all the film this afternoon from yesterday's practice, so just rest. Well, you know, we were ready to play, and then they came in and said it was going to be about a 10-minute delay, and they said about 10 more minutes, and they said 15, so we stayed ready. And then when it got to about an hour in, I think you kind of realized it was, you know, that something was going to happen either the next 15 minutes or the weather was obviously too bad to play. So obviously, you know, family night, especially the rookies were pumped up. A few of them were a little nervous too, I think. You know, so we obviously want to be out there and be able to tackle, offensive line, be able to cut, and just do some things we don't get to do every day in practice when we're trying to take care of our guys. So, yeah, obviously we want to play and hopefully play well. But that didn't happen tonight. I saw Rodgers is our favorite quarterback, but it was like Favorite. It was like F-A-R-V-E-I-T or something like that. Yeah. Well, I didn't get booed, and I didn't throw any interceptions tonight, so that was good. Last night was, you know, an interesting night with everything that happened during the day. But it was the beginning of, I think, a solid preseason and moving forward as a team together. So you always love playing family night in front of a packed house and an electric stadium. They had the wave going for 5-10 minutes there. I mean, it's like no other place to play in the country, so. It's always nice playing in Lambeau. Unfortunately, we couldn't play tonight. Playing cards, pretty much. Waiting for Matt Klein to come by and tell us how much time until we went out there.
How has working against the 3-4 in practice helped you?
Well, I think it was good timing for us as an offense because I think we play 5 teams this year. They're going to play the 3-4 or some variation with Pittsburgh and Baltimore doing some different things. But it obviously has helped us out. I think with protection-wise, in the passing game, that's the most important thing, and to try and figure out where they're coming from, what side to shut down, what side you got to throw hot off of has really made us as an offense a lot more comfortable with going against a 3-4. So it's also exciting knowing that you're going up against a defense that's very aggressive, that's going to get after the passer and make plays in the passing game. When everybody on defense in the secondary can have eyes in the backfield and has vision of the quarterback, it makes the passing windows smaller, and it makes the concepts change a little bit as far as how open a route may or may not be. So it's been a good challenge for us, but also exciting knowing what kind of defense we're going to have. Well, it's definitely a coach's decision. I think we'll probably go the same as last year, around a quarter the first game, more than that the second game, and then at least a half in the third game, and then hopefully one play in the fourth game again. But you always – it's really a feel thing. You want to get into a rhythm on offense and hopefully get to a point where you feel good about the timing with the receivers and feel good about the blocking scheme. And there's still a lot of jobs up in the air with the front five, so I think it's going to be a good chance for them to kind of sort that out. I don't really think so. You know, I have confidence in the guys we got. I think knowing that Chad's going to be out there left tackle obviously gives you some comfort there. So I think they're just taking notes on what it means to do an interview in here. Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.